President Bush signed the Native American Heritage Day bill last month. It encourages Americans to reflect on the history and culture of the First People. Deborah Morningstar, a storyteller with the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin, says it's a tribute that's been a long time coming. However,
the other side of that is we take one day out of the year to acknowledge 500 years of contributions of our people, and how can we raise awareness in just that one day?
Morningstar says November seems to be the only time when people really pause and think about Indians, since Thanksgiving tales often depict them sharing a feast with the pilgrims. She says people need to get past outdated perspectives gleaned from textbooks and Hollywood movies.
Oftentimes, when I go into a classroom, the younger children will say to me, "Are you a real Indian? How come you don't have war paint? Or how come you're still alive? Why aren't you dead?" And I think, what? The reason for this is because the non-Indian children are being taught that Native people are in the past.
Morningstar says even Native people need to be aware that their culture is alive and well today, with many tribal members working as doctors, teachers, lawyers, and parents. She hopes that people will observe Native American Heritage Day, but keep that interest going year-round. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.